Let's say good morning to Adam Pengelly. G'day, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. One sleep to go, eh?
Yeah, one sleep to go, and Cosmic Force continues to firm because of that wet track.
Yeah, he does, TK. I'm not convinced he's going to start favourite, though, tomorrow. Call me mad. I've got a sneaking suspicion with this improving track, and I heard your comments with Sean there just about 10 or 15 minutes ago. I think we'll probably start on a soft seven, I'm hoping anyway, with an improving track in the next 24 hours with some decent weather today and tomorrow. And I think that's going to probably bring Cosmic Force back to the pack in regards to betting anyway. So I'm not 100% convinced he'll start favourite. Obviously, he was very, very impressive last week in the Paygo. But until these two-year-olds do it, we just don't know how they back up on that quick seven-day turnaround, especially coming off a run on a heavy 10. It looked like it was easy work for him last week, wasn't it? But you just don't know how he's going to back up. So we'll wait and see how that betting market settles in the next 24 hours or so. I suppose the big news yesterday from the slipper was that Lankin Star for Lindsay Park has been confirmed as a starter. Racing New South Wales Vets had a few concerns over her action in the front earlier in the week, but she was past fit to start yesterday. So we'll have that full field of 16, and it looks like the people at the first emergency. Sorry, guys, we'll probably miss out.
Big day's racing tomorrow, obviously, with the Golden Slipper. Winx is another headline. But possibly our next superstar, the Autumn Sun, will be running around. Has Chris Waller flagged an idea that he won't be sort of coming from way back?
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. We've seen him in his first two runs this campaign, most notably, I suppose, in around with Guinea's last start, coming from last and coming with a pretty decent burst to nab fundamentalists on the line to chalk up another Group 1. I think Chris is very, very keen for him to avoid a similar scenario tomorrow in the Rosehill Guineas. Obviously, getting out to 2,000 metres probably going to help him settle a little bit closer to the action from that inside gate. So I don't think you'll see the Autumn Sun drifting back to last or struggling to muster speed, basically. He's been a little bit slow out of the gates and not really getting into stride in the first couple hundred metres. I'd say, speaking to Kerry McAvoy yesterday, from that nice-ish draw, they'll try and settle midfield, get a bit of cover with him and not be out the back. I think you're exactly right, Laurie, speaking about this Rosehill Guineas. He's not exactly a vintage Rosehill Guineas there tomorrow. He looks, he's definitely a good thing, but I think it's a pretty weakish Rosehill Guineas field here. We've got a couple of the New Zealand horses who present a bit of unknown packages coming over after running the New Zealand Derby, but provided he gets any even luck in running, he should be winning now the Autumn Sun.
Yeah.
Shifting down to Melbourne tonight, isn't it? William Reid.
Creeps up on us, this one.
Yeah. Charles, not running.
It's been completely forgotten in the wash, hasn't it? This week with all the focus on Golden Slipper Day. And unfortunately, Charles is going to be out of the race. He's been scratched. He's put up a little bit of an issue yesterday. I don't think it's nothing too serious, but the Freedman Stable decided to take no risk and withdrawn her from that William Reid. This race looks at the mercy of Sunlight, doesn't it, at the moment? Yeah, she was outstanding in the Newmarket Handicap. She's been racing in vintage form this campaign. Without Charles, who I'd marked as clearly her main danger, this race looks like there for the taking for Sunlight. I'm interested to see how Sprite goes, actually, back down to Melbourne. She's had a couple of really good runs in Group 1s down there at Moonee Valley, and Jason Collett goes down there, still chasing his first Group 1. He's such a good rider, Jason. He hasn't got that monkey off his back yet with a big Group 1. So maybe Sprite can cause a boil over there, but you think that all roads lead to Sunlight, and that William Reid.
What about tomorrow, mate? Have you got a best bet for the listeners?
Yeah, a couple of bets, Laurie. Obviously, the Winx and the Autumn Sun look the good things, but they're far too short to make best bets. So I'm going to look for a bit of value here. I think race 2, number 1, Gem Song. I've got a huge respect for the favourite, the classic legend, but he's jumping way up in grade, and the price, I just cannot mark him that short. So I know Gem Song had a little bit of a setback, missed the run recently, but I love these recent trials. So around that $8 mark, I think he was a nice value play. And in the next race as well, race 3, number 1, Big Duke. He was outstanding first up on a wet track. Last time back on a dry surface, just didn't quite get things to suit. I think getting on a wet track again, he's ready to go here. So my two best value plays are race 2, number 1, Gem Song, race 3, number 1, Big Duke. And my tip for the Golden Slipper will be Microphone. I can't say I'm overly confident about the prospects of tipping the winner of the Golden Slipper this year. I just think from that inside draw, he's going to get the right run. I know he hasn't been on a wet track in the past, but just checking his pedigree, I think his pedigree suggests he'll probably handle it okay. And I think Huey Bowman can win his first Golden Slipper. So Microphone and the Blue Army for me in the Golden Slipper.
All right. So best value, race 2, number 1, Gem Song. Race 3, number 1, Big Duke. Both of them get through the going. And the Golden Slipper tip, race 7, number 2, Microphone's never been on a soft or a heavy track to my knowledge. But you like race 7, number 2, Microphone.
Yeah, that's right, TK. I think he'll be able to get through the going and he'll put himself in the right spot and be very hard to beat.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, guys. You enjoy Golden Slipper Day.